Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got a lot to do with Dr. Eric Zelensky. As long as he can hold on, I'm going to hold on to him. Big hugs, my friend, even if we're not allowed to hug you.
Hey, virtual hug to you, and I can't wait to embrace you and your professional hugger son.
Yes.
Next chance we get. Love that kid. Love your wife. Love you, man. Thanks so much for having me today.
And your perspective, Dr. Z, on that issue of hugging, right, or shaking hands, being affectionate with one another, isn't this part of being a human on planet Earth? That God would instruct us to love one another, support one another, embrace one another, when appropriate, of course, but that this agenda to distance one another, to 6 feet, 17, whatever it is, don't shake hands, no more hugging, wearing masks so we can't breathe. I've argued this is an overt Luciferian agenda to convert us from spiritual creations of God into what? Creatures of fear that should be despised and should be looked upon with derision and you know what I'm saying? It's just like, this is so overt. I'm thinking, who that doesn't have a spiritual life in them doesn't recognize this?
About a month ago, I started looking at the situation with history in mind. And I started to think about what Nazi Germany did. And not just the dehumanization of the Jewish people, but the mass brainwashing, piece by piece by piece, to convince the German nation that their brother, their sister, their neighbor were an enemy. To then cause them to rat them out, to narc them out, to snitch on them, to beat them, to kill them, to report them. And it was a process. It took many years. It was very strategic. But essentially, this is dehumanization at its greatest. And this is not according to a political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
This is not according to a religious agenda. This is against the unknown. This is against the hidden enemy. And that's what makes this all the more dangerous. So when I have an opportunity to see a friend, of which we still do on a regular basis, I'll ask their permission because I'm more concerned about, like the Bible says, don't eat meat if it causes your brother to stumble. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cause anyone to freak out. But I'm like, hey, are you cool? Can I give you a hug? Boom, we're hugging.
Yeah.
And we're doing this on purpose. We're breaking the cycle. We're teaching our children not to be afraid because we are human. So essentially, this is a nefarious, demonic attack to us to see each other as human beings, as threats, like never before.
Yeah, the simple act of breathing has become a criminal act, and our neighbor is being encouraged to turn against a neighbor by the government, the forces of fear in this case, to now look at someone and say, well, they're not someone to love and appreciate, respect and support and embrace even, but to be afraid of because even if they don't mean to, they are carriers of disease. And like you pointed out, in the era of Nazi Germany, they dehumanized the Jews and other people to the point where if you can successfully do that, then humans, former humans, or people pretending to be humans, suddenly become inhumane to their fellow man, woman, and child. And they're willing to do horrific things to them. And I've also pointed out in whether the Milgram experiment or different experiments done in psychology and sociology have learned if you can disconnect humans from consequence for action, if they believe that there's no consequence for their action, they're also willing to do demonic and evil things. Not that they started out as evil and demonic, but there's something about that that leads people astray down to an agenda that would not be anything like we would want to embrace in terms of godlike and love and embracing our, as I say, our divinity.
You know, when you convince someone, and, you know, when we look at Hitler, let's assume he actually felt like he was doing something good. But that's the danger, is when you have people thinking they're doing something good and they're willing to do anything at all costs. And so now you have the governor, or now you have the mayor of Los Angeles telling the residents to snitch on each other if they see each other outside, not practicing social distancing. Now you have someone who now has a civil duty to do something that's quite unethical because they feel it's for a better good. That's the problem here. And the attack that people are getting, you know, we dealt with a little bit of this. We don't vaccinate our children.
Right.
And we've gotten a lot of pushback for that. And the agenda has always been, you know, protect others by vaccinating yourself. And but, you know, the flip end is like, well, if you're vaccinated, then you're protected, right? So this whole thing with masks, this whole thing with social distancing, we're the enemy. We're looked at as the enemy. Family members are being split. Friendships are being broken. I had a friend of mine who, an older woman, who just is no longer talking to a dear friend after 40 years because of this situation. This is the most polarizing topic in, from what I could tell, in the history of mankind. And it's not going away anytime soon. So what we need to do is take a deep breath, let common sense, and for those brothers and sisters of mine in the Christian realm and Judeo-Christian realm, and for people who are spiritual, mm-hmm. who love people, if love is your mantra, I want you to look at this through a different lens, because perfect love casts out all fear, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at this with love in our hearts. And then oftentimes, and I know you know this, science will back up virtually everything that our common sense tells us mm-hmm. to do. So we could pinpoint holes in everything, social distancing, quarantining, cloth masks, mm-hmm. vaccines, all this stuff. Science will always back up the common sense that we have. But we need to walk in love.
Dr. G, if there's a litmus I've also often pointed out, is it coming from fear, or is it being motivated by fear? Because that is not of the spirit necessarily. This is really something that you can say, let me start there. Are they trying to alter my behavior by frightening me? Or are they altering my behavior because they're living a loving, respectful life of service to creation, right? And you know, that would inspire others to live differently as opposed to being frightened into some behavior that is clearly not in our own best interest and not healthy or helpful on every level. We talk about physical bodies, emotional bodies, mental, and, of course, spiritual. And I think trying to make it as simple as possible for folks to go, how do I know if this is a message, if I use the term Luciferian versus of God, right? And I think that's an important discussion that's not being had enough, particularly among our churches and our synagogues and temples and things. I'm encouraging that to happen more.
Oh, it's hate speech now, because what became a public health concern is now completely in a political event and now racial. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Georgia. I live in Atlanta. And our governor has just been nearly crucified by black mayors, by the African-American community, because out of all the people hospitalized because of COVID-19, 80% of them in Georgia are African-American. That's a stark statistic mm-hmm. that lends itself not to racial discrimination, but to the health of a group of people that are being affected. For what reason? Let's connect those dots. But now the governor is being coined a racist because he's trying to open up our economy. Mm-hmm. Because what now? 33 million Americans as of today are unemployed. The worst number. Like, we're going to hit the greatest depression. We're going to have to come up with a new term for what's happening right now. There's no stopping this right now. And so this, it's what stems from fear lends itself and manifests as hatred. So now we have hate speech, and it's become a Republican Democratic issue. It's become a white or black thing. How did that happen? That's the most asinine thing.
Mm-hmm,
we need to come to this as a group of people to love one another. And my heart goes out to the African-American population in Atlanta and Georgia that are being affected. But why is the virus affecting them differently? Right? Let's look at that. Educated scientifically. So when you start sensing anger, mm-hmm. when you start sensing suspicion in your heart, you know, the Bible says something, be angry, but sin not. Mm-hmm. You know, anger is natural. Depression is natural. Joy, elation, ecstasy is natural. but we don't let them control our actions.
Right.
So for me, I've been very angry over this. I've been very just overwhelmed by the whole situation. This is a global thing. My whole world got flipped upside down. But what I've been able to do by the grace of God is channel this energy into activism and helping people. And what we're actively doing with my wife and I through social media or websites or new event that we're doing online is empowering people, helping them think. And you know, the reality is the more we question, the better. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm trying to do is pour, and I'm much more passive aggressive than you, RSB, and I appreciate you for doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this strategically. Mm-hmm. So one of my strategies right now, because, you know, I don't want my Facebook. I have 216,000 people. I don't want my Facebook page shut down. I've already had some posts blocked, and, you know, I'm already in Facebook jail. Fact checkers have already shut me down. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to use public mainstream media clips that are approved, by the way, and question. Like, okay, this is what just happened today. Let's look at this scientifically. Let's look at this from common sense. And quite frankly, I've been appalled at the discussion, the condemnation, the judgment from my followers to each other.
Amazing.
It's like if you give them a virtual knife, they'd be stabbing each other. No, you would never act that way.
Mm-mm.
You would never do that in front of someone if you were face to face.
Right.
So let's practice a little social media etiquette. Let's practice a little bit of love. Let's not be so quick to judge someone to condemnation. Let's practice love and tolerance. And see this through a collective lens. Beautiful. Because this is affecting all of us.
Beautifully said. And coming back to that point about subsets of our community of Americans, the virus doesn't know what color you have, if you have more pigment or not. But nutritional status?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's to you. I think that's to your point. Where we were going with this is that even mainstream physicians are pointing this out, and mainstream institutions in the medical realm are pointing this out, that we're dealing with nutrient status, obesity, diabetes, different things that are prevalent in certain communities, predisposing you to vulnerability. Anything that weakens immunity, of course, makes you more vulnerable. And so what do we do? Do we target and start yelling hate speech and racism? Or do we say, hey, why is our community, whatever the community may be, suffering? We go, oh, nutritional status. We really need to be focusing again on the basis for care of our health. And I've talked about folks, and I know a lot of folks in the Atlanta area grew up 30 years there. You know, the black church is very much strong in the community, and I'm saying this about all churches. I say, when you abandon, you know, I know that it's about spiritual support and growth, but what about physical health is not connected to that? That you abandon physical, you turned it over to the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, otherwise known as doctors, and said, they're the ones, they got it, we can eat whatever we want, we go back, we get the drugs, we praise them for saving our lives. Now, in an emergency trauma situation, I agree, but outside of that, chronic diseases, nutrient deficiency, this is not the point or place for medical intervention regarding drugs, etc. We're talking about a different thing, and coming back to the reason, one of the big reasons you're on, to talk about other ways to restore health and maintain it, and that includes the rediscovery of essential oils and how they can benefit our health and life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, the one thing that we've been seeing through the recent studies based out of the folks that are dying in New York and other countries is the commonality of chronic disease, right? 90%+ of everyone dying of COVID has at least one chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And that is primarily why you're seeing the African-American community. Diabetes, heart disease, obesity, chronic liver, chronic kidney issues, COPD, respiratory concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the wake-up call, you know. And so what we're seeing is I've talked to several folks, several experts, several people like yourself on the virtual front lines. And by the way, I dubbed thee a virtual first responder. This came to me. It was like not like a – I called it a vision, whatever. I felt very much a premonition from God that, you know what, even though I'm literally physically stuck at home, I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do? And the definition, and this is a challenge to everyone listening and watching, you can make an impact. You can still help people, even if it's picking up the phone and calling your maybe an aunt or an uncle that you haven't talked to that's in a nursing home that's just beyond themselves with loneliness right now because they've been isolated. They've been marginalized like no other population on the planet right now.
Yeah.
Picking up the phone, loving people, offering to get some groceries for your neighbor, or doing something like RSB is doing. Because a virtual first responder, any kind of first responder is one who runs to a situation to help. Mm-hmm. And even though we physically might not be able to be on the front lines to helping people, you can help people virtually. Even sharing this episode, you can join the virtual first responder movement. So RSB, thank you so much for doing that. So when we're looking at this chronic disease epidemic, what are the solutions? All of them are preventable. You know, yeah, that with cancer and diabetes, sure, and everything.
And
I want solutions.
And I want to start with, because I can hear objections from folks going, well, the communities you're talking about that are suffering are the poorest communities. They don't have access to what we call organic food, right? The quality food that doesn't contain contaminants so much and pesticides. And I say, all right, we can point out the inequities of whatever and complain about it, or we can do something about it. And this is where I call on the churches once again. Why not call on your local communities and whatever church grounds you have and convert whatever you're growing grass on to local little gardens? Like, and this has been done in inner cities where they've converted abandoned land that's unused, and they're growing food for the community and benefiting the community. And these are things that are being done. I'm not saying anything new, but I'm just encouraging folks that would say, I can't eat cleanly. It's like, don't come up with all the excuses why. God's not going to be able to help you. You're your own worst enemy. You're blocking the flow of spirit and the inspiration, the imagination, the creativity to do things that others would say you can't do. Don't tell God what can't be done.
Yeah, we have a moral obligation not only to take care of ourselves, because our bodies are the temple of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, but we have the obligation to help others. And so, I agree, and I want to piggyback on that and challenge the churches who are doing food drives right now, and they're asking for peanut butter and jelly and macaroni, and they're asking for some just poison-causing, cancer-linked foods. And we do not want to do that. If you're going to do a food drive, do something good for people. You know, give them good, healthy food that will give them nutrition. And I know your heart's in the right place, and don't be judged or condemned, because you might not know the difference, or you might not know better. But, you know, the reality is we can do better. And you are right. We need to have epicenters. And that's what this whole situation is. Like, dude, this is a course correct. And, you know, on positive angles, for the first time in modern civilization, the canals of Venice are crystal clear blue. Dolphins are swimming throughout the... Dolphins!
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins are swimming in Venice canals. You have, finally back again, Yosemite's being overrun by bears and wildlife. And air has never been cleaner in L.A. You know, this is a course correct for many reasons. And may this be a course correct for you.
Yeah.
And something that's coming to me... And I know you've heard this RSB so many times. How many people have said to you and to me and to Ty and Charlene, cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was the wake-up call that saved my marriage, my job, my business, my health, my family. My hope and prayer is that this experience is the wake-up call that we needed collectively to change. And so coming out of this experience, and we know it's going to be several months till, if not a year or two, that we're going to find a new normal. But where's your health? What kind of relationships do you have? What about your financial, your job situation, your spiritual, your walk with God? This is the time to be working out physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and flexing those muscles, getting out of this and being empowered. So revisiting those things, like looking at your lifestyle and like, am I poisoning myself? Can I change my food? Can I start to do it myself? Can I start to make my own products? Do I want to pick up that essential oil book that's been on my library for several months? Whatever it might be. Now's the time to reinvent yourself. Thank you. Now's the time to take on the victor mentality and to thrive, not just survive during this. And my heart is breaking. You know, we all hear freshman 15, right? The 15 pounds that people, now it's the COVID 30. That's a lie. Don't buy into that. And between us, I've never worked out more in my life. Why? I'm home. I've never spent more time with my kids. I love it.
Oh, I agree.
It's been such a blessing. It's been such a, come on.
Yeah.
I got more control than I thought I did.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen states are now beginning to take small steps to reopen their economies, but other states are waiting for coronavirus cases to go down. The White House is indicating they could be getting more federal money to help with small businesses. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on CNN's State of the Union.
We're trying to get from one side to the other. We're trying to get through this. We're trying to work through this. I don't want to rule in or out anything right now. We are in discussions internally and with leading members of Congress.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is standing with the police department in enforcing their city's lockdowns. She's warning people what will happen if they throw big parties.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
This is USA Radio News. Now that Attorney General William Barr has said it's time to start rolling back coronavirus-related restrictions, most Americans will begin to see increased activity, USA's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Barr said President Trump's plan to open the country provides a sensible framework to that end. The Attorney General also said they'll be on the lookout for restrictions that are too widespread, too generalized, or discriminatory toward liberty, such as religious liberty or free speech. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research tells us most churches follow those restrictions and did not conduct in-person worship services.
9 in 10 Protestant pastors say their congregations did not meet for an in-person worship service last month. A previous study from Lifeway Research found 99% of churches gathered physically at the beginning of March, but that had dropped to 7% by the end of March.
More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And that's the other thing. I've had to change my way of life. I've had to change my way of thinking. And by God's grace, I'm never going to look back.
Beautiful. How many of y'all feel a little bit uplifted or a lot? This is why I love getting together with folks like Dr. Zielinski, because you can't help but feel just you're lightened. The load is lightened because you're recognizing that connection to source. And that's been my point as well. Reaching out, if you can't become the living example because you feel too depressed or scared, find somebody who isn't and connect with them, and then your spirits are lifted. And then you can also do the same for others. And again, practicality as well. We talk about getting together, growing gardens together. If you have the space to grow, grow more than you need, and you'll be able to help people as opposed to looking to the government to help you, right? And of course, what are they going to give you? Refined foods, processed foods, genetically engineered foods, and to the point that you might mean well, but the physical body knows the difference between that which can sustain it and that which causes detriment in terms of I have to deal with other things in that food that don't belong there. And this is true of our thoughts, right? Our opportunity to spiritualize our thoughts, to spend more time together. I've been having a great time with my kids, shooting yes. hoops in the backyard, digging in the garden, doing all these things. And it's just the opportunity is unique to do a reset. And to your point as well, Dr. Zielinski, watching the air clean itself, in a sense. We just get out of the way, and that's the miracle of creation. It isn't so much that we have to, oh, man, we're going to have to do so much. Simply stop for a moment. Breathe deep, reconnect, and watch the miracle of creation correct course. Because we're the ones going off course. It's not creation, right? It's not God. And so reconnecting with source. And this is the opportunity we have that is unique and beneficial. Of course, we do highlight and spotlight the issues of risk to us if we don't connect and reconnect. And that's why we talk about those things, just like you pointed out, utilizing what's already out there and putting a perspective on it or asking a question that causes people to go, I didn't think of it from that angle. Oh, even what our discussion is today is like altering our perception of reality, which becomes reality, not in a negative sense, but in an empowering positive sense.
You know, this has been a wonderful opportunity. If you take it as a wonderful opportunity to realize whether or not you are prepared. Prepared for what? Question mark, right? And when you think about what's happened, and when you look at people freaking out, hoarding certain products, there's a lot. This is a sociologist like candy land right now. We're going to have books and theses for years to come to what's happened. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about hand sanitizer before we got on the call and how easy it is to make your own. You know, and how easy it is and simple, just with a couple drops of essential oil, and how to make your own hand soap. Mm-hmm. And how much money you could save. And not only that, but the empowerment. You mentioned gardening. I'll give my wife a shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Everyone, go to MamaZGardening.com. One of her most popular classes, MamaZGardening.com. Get a sneak peek at her how to grow your own food garden class. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you live in New York and have a one-bedroom apartment, or if you're like me and you have a quarter-acre little backyard. You can have garden towers, you could do windowsill gardens, you can have pots. Like, you could get a 5-gallon bucket, put it in your living room, and put tomatoes in it, for crying out loud. The sky's the limit. But being able to grow something on your own, be able to do something yourself, that's the one thing that has concerned me. And this is a wake-up call to how woefully prepared we've been to just take care of ourselves, from our food supply to our body care, our health care, to our financial situation. We've outsourced everything. Mm-hmm. And you know what? What power is there in that? We become essentially a slave to the system. So now everyone's freaking out because the chairman of Tyson says, hey, our food chain's broken. You're not going to get your chicken in a couple weeks. Like, now everyone's going nutso about that. Like, why are we afraid about our food supply? We should not be reliant on that sort of thing. But also everything. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, who lost a job, my heart, I pray for you. We pray for you every day with my, in my family. You know, maybe this is that course correct, that motivation that you need to start that business that you've wanted to. And I'll never forget, RSB, the first time, well, not first time, but I'll never forget, gotten fired from 2 jobs. It was a bad job. Oh, I hated it. I hated it. But I got fired from it. I was faithful. I'll never forget what happened. My wife just was recently found out that we were pregnant with our first baby. She quit her job because she wanted to be a homemaker, and I supported that. Well, just a couple few weeks later, I lost my job, and that was like devastating to me because I was the sole provider as a 28-year-old kid, right? And I'll never forget what happened in that month period where I was just freaking out beside myself, lost my employment. Well, I was able to shift a little bit in my mindset, and I was able to kind of recirculate how I was living in a way. And guess what happened? In a sense, we manifested as a family the best job I ever had in my life. And it was a wonderful thing. What turned out to be a blessing looked at first as devastation, destruction. And so from then, you know, I've even realized even more, you know, I've seen the setbacks of life as potential setups.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man of faith, I see God's hand in everything. So instead of looking at this as devastation, look at it, okay, what does God have in store for me?
What's the opportunity? You
know, what's the opportunity here? And there's so much we could talk to about faith, but we need to be so rooted and grounded right now in that faith, because when our freedoms are being stripped, and kind of flip it back to what we originally talked about, we need to stand up.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that we need to do what's right. And even though there is definitely a commandment and a mandate to listen to the governing agencies, that's only if it doesn't violate our God-given right and freedoms to do what we know is best.
That's an important distinction. I can't
this
say how
it's very important.
Can't overstate it, because there are a lot of folks that are not getting that one, and they're going to end up like cattle, maneuvered into ever narrower and narrower confines. And at that point, dependency is beyond. Enslavement becomes a capital E at that point. So listen, we're going to take a break here. We've got Dr. Eric Zielinski on with us this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don had to head out unexpectedly. His wife was having some chest pressure, and they're like, they had to take care of it. We're praying for her as well. And I'm just grateful that Dr. Eric Zielinski is with us today. It's perfect. We're going to talk also about the essential oils revolution and the best of. It's coming back out. How you can participate in that for free. I can watch it and learn from it as well. And any number of other things. If you have questions or comments, I can only monitor. I apologize those of you commenting in YouTube right now, because usually Super Don monitors all the feeds of questions. So drop them in, and we'll see if we can respond as well. And we'll be back after we get some protection from harmful EM fields from the Key Technologies from our good buddy Paul at SynergyScience.com. We'll check it out, and we'll be right back.
Today, we live in an omnipresent cloud of charged particles emitted by electronic devices, electromagnetic fields, WLAN, and radio waves. These particles penetrate our bodies and heat the water in our body tissues. Recent scientific studies have shown that this particle flux not only heats the cells in our bodies, as if we were in a microwave oven, but damages them as well. At Key Technologies, we want to protect you from the negative effects of such particles, so we have developed the Key Home Cell and other products. The Key Home Cell creates a protective field that works like a filter, intercepting any dangerous particles before they can enter your body. Here we have a partial look at the inner workings of the Key Home Cell. The Key Home Cell generates a charge exchange between the water tubes, thereby discharging free electrons and releasing them into the room. Within 24 hours, the Key Home Cell creates a torus field. The free electrons formed in the torus use their negative charge to bind to the positively charged harmful particles, thereby rendering them harmless to you. The torus field has an effective range of 16.4 feet above and below, and 24.6 feet around the device. The torus field created by the Key Home Cell is transmitted and provides you with protection through the walls of your home. Not only humans and animals are shielded from harmful radiation, but plants and food too. Whether mobile radio waves or WLAN, any particles that come within the torus field can no longer cause any harm to you or your family. The Key Home Cell provides you with all-around protection, allowing you to communicate with absolute peace of mind when using your cell phone or any other electronic devices. The Key Home Cell's free electrons are transmitted into the water through the torus field and repairing the water structure that was destroyed by radiation particles. Water regains its ideal vibrating hexagonal grid structure. The difference is easy to taste and can be proven with laboratory testing. This type of perfect hexagonal water structure is found in fresh spring and healing water and has also been seen in snowflakes. The same effect happens with our food, which also contains water. The Key Home Cell greatly reduces radiation exposure from cell phones, laptops, WLAN transmitters, mobile terminals, and other sources of radiation. The Key Home Cell drastically reduces the thermal stress on your body tissue. It is very fast and very easy. With the Key Home Cell, you will experience a new quality of well-being within your home and more life energy without any unhealthy exposure to radiation.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So grateful to have Dr. Eric Zielinski on board with us today. And let me show you the links in the show notes. We've got links to him and his website, as well as the Essential Oils Revolution. And we have the best of. which is going to be airing May 18th through the 24th. And I'd love for y'all, if you didn't see it the first time, even if you did, sign up, re-sign up, share the links as well, and participate in it. Also, I want to show you visually, we've got the website called naturallivingfamily.com. That's where Dr. Eric Z and the family are and all the organic gardening stuff. We have the link up as well to Mama Z Gardening. And let's see if I can pull that up for you. Yep, there it is. Save money, eat better, stay healthier. Organic gardening is the easiest, most enjoyable way to grow your own food. It's like printing your own money, but in a good spiritual way, not in a nasty way like the Fed does, okay? So we got a lot of cool stuff, Dr. Z, you're bringing up, as always, when we get together. And I want to ask you about the reemergence, if you will, the best of the essential oils that's coming out and how people can be empowered by the information that was presented there.
You know, in 2015, the idea came to me to have a non-branded, no-sales pitch-related essential oil education event, and 160-plus thousand people attended. It went viral. It put me on the map in a professional, personal way that I never expected, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. We did it again. We did another event, hosted a master class with over 500,000 people that have watched that for free, and we've done PowerPoint presentations, in-depth discussions. My wife and I've been in our kitchen for hours on end doing little DIY demo videos on how to make everything from tea tree dish soap to cancer-fighting roll-ons. And so what I wanted to do was to help people during this time just get just a nice best-of experience of everything. Of everything, of our little videos, our demos, PowerPoint presentations, in-depth discussions, expert interviews, and it's a way of giving people not only just education, but the tools that they need to move forward, because the reality is, as you know, as I know, we can keep on saying this till we're blue in the face, life is never going to be the same again. And the one thing we have to do is we have to learn to be more self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to your home, when it comes to creating a healthy environment, very few things can help you like essential oils and be so cost effective.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Bell Show.
I would also just kind of remind, my wife texted me. It's like, tell her to spray some silver inside her mask if she's not wearing a silver mask. I said, yes, to protect yourself, because breathing your own, you know, exhale, you have a microbiome, and it's fine for you inside normally, but when it goes out and sits in a moist environment, it alters, and then you breathe it back in, and then you become vulnerable in such a sense on top of the lack of rest. So utilize the tools, and I bet essential oils might be good to put in the mask.
In your spray, you know, in your spray, put a couple drops of eucalyptus, and now you could spray that. You don't want to put drops of eucalyptus in your mask. That'd be too concentrated. Put a couple drops in your spray as a whole. Mm-hmm. Don't spray that in your eyes.
No,
don't spray that in your eyes. But yeah, I would have two. By the way, yeah, we want two, though. You should be having multiple little spray bottles, right? You can have one with just the silver, one with silver plus eucalyptus, one with... But you know what? If you want to increase your joy, and they've done nurse studies, RSB, they've done nurse studies at Vanderbilt Hospital, having diffuser station or having diffusers at nursing stations have increased positive mindset, work-life balance, helping nurses overcome a lot of the mental, emotional distress that comes from being a nurse. And there's a lot. I mean, nurses are quite frankly the most underappreciated profession on the planet. I mean, they're the hands and the feet of Christ in the hospital, and they just get crapped on virtually, physically, mentally, right? I mean, by patients that are sick. And so you talk to any nurse, they know. So maybe having a diffuser station at your nurse, or having a diffuser at your nurse station, taking a break, putting maybe having a little bottle with your silver, but putting some orange or lemon in it and just spraying that. Like, you have the ability to flip the switch on your physiology and your neurology. And citrus oils, we talk a lot about this in the upcoming event. are natural antidepressants. They help with anxiety. But, you know, I would recommend you go to my website, naturallivingfamily.com. Check out some of the resources because you could start practicing some things that will get you in a better mindset, produce joy and peace, and make you feel like you're in control. But the reality is, if someone's been pushed beyond their limit, there has to be a reset. You know it, RSB. I know it as what the Bible says, a Sabbath. We need a break. And sometimes the Sabbath can be a couple days, a week, a month, a year, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But please, 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 everyone listening, and this is, I have to speak to myself because I regularly put in 12, 15, 20 hour days when I'm in this first responder mode.
Yeah.
We need to balance it, and we need to definitely take care of ourselves.
You know, I love word origins, and if you're talking about the Sabbath, and then I hear sabbatical, it's like I've never equated the two.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's a beautiful connection in that there are times where a sabbatical is like an extended Sabbath. For recovery, for regeneration, for repurposing, for reconnecting, and you know, getting that direction and purpose from Spirit directly. And there is an appropriate time and place. Maybe, as we say, it's sort of seemingly a forced entry right now with what's happening for a lot of folks, but utilize it to the best of your ability in a positive, powerful way to say, you know what, I got an opportunity to reset and say, you know, how is my life going? What did I not like about it? Do I want to go back and do that? I'm hoping for that. No. Maybe this is the opportunity to say, you know what, all that stuff you thought you had to do, you don't have to do. What is God trying to tell you that you are here to do? And embrace that despite all of the cacophony of people that would be naysayers in your life. Oh, no, you get that's not the authority. The authority comes from within your direct connection to God. And that's what I've encouraged my listeners, you know that, all the time. I try to come back to reconnect. If you're confused by all that's going on, reconnect to the voice of Spirit because it won't steer you wrong, and it won't drive through fear for you to make decisions, but through love, through upliftment. The kind of feelings I'm getting, you know, today, hanging out with Dr. Z. Man, this is great. This is so much fun.
Yeah. Folks, the choice is yours to walk into this and to be every day, to be full of joy, to be full of peace, to be full of purpose, to have tools at your hands that you know how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
The time is yours. And we all know the power to heal is yours, but the power to make your destiny happen is yours.
Yes, beautifully said. And can you hang out a little longer for bonus time? It's kind of, you know, it's a very interesting day in many ways, and I don't doubt that Spirit played a huge role in this, and we're all praying for Super Don's wife, who's, you know, had this chest feeling, but I've just got word from Super Don that it's not a blood pressure issue, it's not COVID. There's no symptoms. They're doing some other checking and things, and, you know, we're praying for her, of course. But that we, because there are things that, you know, you plan for in a show like this, and it's like, okay, we're just rolling differently. There's something's going on, and I, you know, Super Don says, I gotta go. I'm like, no worries. We got this. It's gonna be fine. And it is. It's better than fine. So, Dr. Eric Zielinski, if you go to his website, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including look at all these tips for remedies. Make your own magnesium oil, muscle pain relief, essential oils. There's so much great information. And I'm grateful for my friend, Dr. Eric Zielinski. Remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.